Your buffet of thoughts. Born and raised in Southern California, Las Vegas was a common weekend vacation destination. When I think of Vegas, what comes to mind are lots of lights, slot machines, noise, people, and of course, big, bountiful buffets. If you've ever been to a Vegas buffet, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's like foods from all over the world in amounts that could feed a small country come together to provide an array of options to satisfy every palate. I was thinking the other day how our mind is like a buffet of thoughts, some healthier than others, and at every moment we stand before this buffet and we have a choice of what we consume or leave on the table. Here's what I mean. Imagine eating at a food buffet every day. You have all the choices in the world, from the high-calorie, high-sugar, high-fat items to the healthier, lighter options. When it comes to our thoughts, we also have a choice. There are high-anxiety, high-stress, and highly negative items to choose from, as well as healthier options like hope, gratitude, positivity, optimism, and resilience, for example. Like the food items we choose at a buffet, if we constantly pile our plates with unhealthy items, over time, this will inevitably lead to not only weight gain, but perhaps diabetes or cardiovascular disease, for example, or simply a shorter life. On the other hand, as you know, healthy food choices over time lead to the opposite: weight loss, longevity, and improved quality of life. So understand that at any given moment, you are presented with a buffet of your thoughts. However, just like you don't choose the options that are presented for you at a buffet, at a food buffet, you also don't choose the thoughts that are presented to you in your mind. They just come in and out as they wish. If you realize that at each moment you are standing before your buffet of thoughts, then you can become aware of the cost of each thought before you consume it and let it do its work on you. For example, when we eat unhealthy foods, once they pass our mouth, where we get all the pleasure, our body now has to deal with it. It has to work to process the food and store it. The same is true for unhealthy thoughts. Dwelling on these thoughts doesn't stop in our brain. They cause us to release the hormone cortisol. You can imagine cortisol as your lawyer, for example. You want her around when you're in trouble? Otherwise, it's best if she stays away. What cortisol does is increases our fight or flight response, which is okay sometimes, but too much of it, too often, inevitably has a tremendous cost. Being highly anxious and stressed most of the time, just like consuming unhealthy foods, leads to weight gain over time because this constant release of cortisol causes us to hold on to fat. That's why I stress, no pun intended, the importance of thriving health being not just about your diet and exercise, but also about your mood, lowering your stress, anxiety, and overwhelm, and also your quality and quantity of sleep. Again, you can start eating healthier and exercising more, but if you continue to put unhealthy thoughts on your plate, so to speak, carry them around with you, and consume them all day long, there is a mental, physical, and emotional cost. I share this with you not to be a downer. I'll never leave you feeling defeated because there's always hope. There's always improvement to be made, if even a little. And there's always an opportunity to begin again right now in this very moment. But like the theme of this message, it all comes down to a choice. Each morning you wake with a buffet of thoughts. You don't always know what's being served today, but know that you always have a choice. And hey, just like at a food buffet, you may choose at the time to put something on your plate that you bring back to your table and later decide that you don't want to eat it. And that's great. Remember, the best part is that you don't have to wait another minute, because right now you are standing before your buffet of thoughts. You always have a choice. What will you put on your plate right now? What will you consume today? Thank you for listening, and I'll be back with my audio blog in January to talk about New Year's resolutions, what I think about them, and a few things you need to know before you set them. Have a wonderful rest of your holiday season. Have a happy, happy new year. And I look forward to seeing you with my audio blog back in January. Thanks as always for listening. I'll see you next time. If you find the Me Time Midlife podcast valuable, there are many ways you can support it. The best way is to simply tell your midlife friends about it. It also helps the show's visibility if you rate and review it on iTunes, Stitcher, or simply directly in your Apple Podcasts app if you listen to the show that way. And if you want more Me Time in your life and continue the conversations we have on the show with other women on a similar journey, consider joining our Me Time Midlife community on Facebook. Simply search for Me Time Midlife Community in your Facebook search bar, or go to metimemidlifepodcast.com to learn more. Thank you again for listening. And until next time, remember, you've been taking care of everyone else. It's your turn to take care of you.